诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛 ，everyone。
好，今天是最后的一堂课啊、哦。好，其实也是最重要的一堂课啊、哦。希望大家好好的，专心的听，好，把它记下来。那之后呢，课程圆满了，正是我们要用功的时候。
So today is the last talk of this series, and I hope everyone can listen attentively and try to learn something from today's talk, and then it will be a good completion.
我们就接着上次哈，结束的后的第一章，哈，忆佛念佛。
So we'll start where we left last time.
我们合掌把这个红好把这张把它念一遍哈，好大字的部分。忆佛念佛，若众生心忆佛念佛，现前当来必定见佛，去佛不远。不假方便，自得心开。好，为什么要大家念一遍呢？因为在念佛修行的这个法门当中，忆佛念佛是应该是最省力的、最容易的一个方法。你只要心想就好了，好，心念念想到阿弥陀佛，怎么个想法呢？就像如母一子，如子一母这样子。好，就说你们还在座可能都有小孩子啊、哦、或者是有小时候有父母啊。那尤其我们看那个小孩呢，越小的时候他对妈妈的依赖是越重的。好，我们看去外面参加活动呢，看到那小孩子走失的时候怎么样啊？哇，然后就被领到那个什么广播的中心，哭哭啼啼的啊，然后就喊着要找妈妈找妈妈这样子。那妈妈呢心急不急啊？哇，急得不得了啊、哦、这个东跑西跑，就是赶快要看到儿子他才安心。好、哦、其实就是用这种心来念佛的话，哎，就说将来哈，现前当来，他必定能够见佛。好，那去佛不远，好，就说其实，跟佛就非常的接近了哈，不需要其他还有什么特殊的方法，自然而然你的心就可以，可以心开一结。好，就像说我们修其他法门的，让我们能够开悟啊，明心见性之类的。
Okay. So, where we left last time is the method of always thinking of Buddha. So, the verses we just recited basically means if all sentient beings can always think of Buddha and eventually you will see the Buddha, you won't be away from Buddha too far away. So, use an analogy of how to... What's the mindset of thinking of Buddha? It's just like the relationship of mother and the son. Most of you sitting here probably have children, or if you don't, you probably have mother. If you remember when you're younger, you relied a lot on your mother. And it's just like a young child who gets lost and will be very anxious and worried and looking for mother. So...He probably will broadcasting to find the mother. You can experience that type of mindset. And the mother probably will be also very worried until she sees her son. So the mother will always keep her child in mind and think of her child often, and the child will often think of the mother. So that type of mindset is what we are talking about here. If we can always think of Buddha and keep Buddha in mind, then we don't really know we don't really need any other methods. This is the simplest method to eventually see our nature.
就像什么，也就像诸位哈。 曾经有过这种恋爱的经验，当你在交男女朋友的时候，那时候你想念对方的心情，结婚之前啊，大家想到你的另一半了，是不是就觉得内心非常的甜蜜啊？这个想到自然而然就会怎么样，会微笑起来，对不对？这不要人家逼迫你，你自然而然就会想你的心上人。 好，若用这样的心情来念佛，也必定怎么样，很快就会成就的。So
it's also like being in a romantic relationship. So if you have this experience, you will recall that whenever you think of your boyfriend or girlfriend, your romantic partners, you will feel sweet, joyful, and will smile spontaneously without force. So if you can keep chanting with this type of mindset, then you will succeed very soon.
这样子的念佛方式呢，它不需要有文字，也不需要有形象，就是你的心中自然而然，就想到这尊阿弥陀佛，就说你没有刻意的要念出。 他的名号，或者是说他的形象和他的文字。So
this method, you don't need words or images. You will just think of Amitabha Buddha spontaneously, automatically.
好，这样大家可以理解吗？可以理解哈。
Do you get it?
好，就用这种方式来念佛。
Okay, you can try to chant with this method, and this should be the simplest way, the most relaxed way.
佛告诉我们，这个现前当来必定见佛，不假方便，自得心开。Because
the Buddha told us, present or in the future, you will definitely see the Buddha. And eventually, you will see the true nature.
好，我们再往下看。接下来要介绍西方净土跟人间净土。这到底是有什么关系呢？我们圣严师父的开示。So
we will continue with the next topic. It's about the Western Pure Land and Pure Land on Earth. What's the relationship between these two?
我们现在呢，就是这一世，就是在为建设人间净土，在行菩萨道，在努力。And
we are actually, based on what Shifu said, we are making efforts to build the Pure Land on Earth this lifetime.
那你的目的在哪里呢？做义工，布施奉献，努力的修行，你的目标在哪里？
So what's your goal when you try to volunteer, when you practice diligently? What's your goal?
如果你没有目标的话，没有方向，那你这辈子修再多，也是有漏的福报而已。Well,
if you don't have a goal, no matter how much you volunteered or how hard you practiced, It's just accumulate blessings.
那就是白努力一场了。So
from the ultimate point of view, it's still a waste.
所以我们要发愿，一直来告诉大家发愿。此其生命圆满的时候，我们一定要求生西方极乐净土。
That's why we encourage everyone to make vows, especially make vows that when your life comes to an end, you will seek to rebirth in the Western Pure Land.
到西方净土那边是一个很好的修行的环境，继续修行，然后呢得不退转之后呢，我们还要再还入娑婆，就是倒驾慈航，乘愿再来，来做什么？来度众生和行菩萨道。
So you should make vows to go to the Western Pure Land and keep practicing there because it provides very good environment to get enlightened. And once you reach the level of non-regression, then you can return to the Saha world and continue to practice the Bodhisattva path and continue to build the Pure Land on earth until you reach Buddhahood.
我们现世是不是在为建设人间净土在努力呀？
So are we making efforts to build the Pure Land on Earth this lifetime?
一方面也借这样的一个机会呢，自己修学佛法，也让自己成长，让自己的品质会提升。
On one hand, by doing this, you're seeking the self-growth.
但人间净土没有那么容易就建成，所以乘愿再来的时候就要继续这个师父的理念，继续建人间净土来努力。
But it's not so easy to build the pure land on earth immediately. So once you reach the level non-regression and return to the Saha world, you should try to continue to follow 师父's ideas and continue to build the pure land on earth.
然后直到成佛为止。
And until you reach the Buddhahood.
好，这时候因为你从西方再来之后呢，你要行菩萨道就有保证了，你不会再下堕。
Because after you have gone to the Western Pure Land, then return to Saha world, when you practice the Bodhisattva path, it is guaranteed. It is a safer way because you won't go down to the three evil paths anymore.
它也是有一个时间性，就是有一天你终究会成佛的，这是你的愿。
And your vow is that, you know, the time limit of your vow is you will keep doing the Bodhisattva path until you reach the Buddhahood.
大家这样子了解吗？
Do you understand?
时时发愿，把这一生的功德，点点滴滴都要回向净土。
You should keep making vows and continue to transfer your merit to seek reborn in the pure land.
我们最后还会跟大家再做一次的叮咛，再往下看。
So we will re-emphasize that in the end. So we will continue. Now we continue our talk.
接下来要介绍的是波州三昧的修行方法。
The next topic is that we're going to introduce how to practice Pratunapana Samadhi Sutra. Samadhi.
礼拜四的念佛禅由来的，请举手一下。
Please raise your hands if you attend the Thursday
好谢谢 chanting
practice.
不是很多。
Not many people.
那样的修行方法就是有点类似波州三昧的修法。
The way we practice on that one-day retreat is similar to Pratapana Samadhi.
我是指那个精行念佛的时候。
I was particularly referring to our walking meditation, walking chanting.
那波州三昧呢，它是根据波州三昧经来的。
So, the practice of Pratapana Samadhi is based on the Pratapana Samadhi Sutra.
它也叫做常行三昧或叫佛力三昧。
It is also referred as constant walking Samadhi or standing in front of Buddha Samadhi.
也就是说你修这个法门的话，你要一个期限，大概90天，三个月。90天当中你不能坐，不能卧，你只能清醒的走路念佛。
So, during 7 days or 3 months of practice period, you cannot sit, you cannot lie down, you cannot rest or sleep, you can only walk.
大家可以想象吗？九十天都不能睡觉，而且日中一食，一天只吃一餐。
Can you imagine that you don't sleep for 3 months and you only eat once in a day?
不能坐下来，不能睡觉。
And you can't sleep, you can't sit down.
大家可以想象得到那个样子是什么样子吗？
Can you imagine what it looks like?
有没有兴趣想跟他试一下？
Are you interested in trying?
年轻人呢？有没有在座的年轻人们？
How about young people?
我都去试过，可是我的因缘没具足，所以没修成。
Actually, I tried, but the causes and conditions were not ripened, so it did not succeed.
因为去的时间不对，正要修的时候就叫我要回去了。
Because there was a wrong timing, and I was asked to leave.
不过也很好了，有经验。
But it was a good experience.
才知道修行多么的不容易，人家那么苦都要修了，那我们那么轻松还不修，那怎么办呢？
It was a good experience because I understand that how hard it was to practice that method. So there are some people practicing that hard method, and we should practice our method more diligently because ours are much easier.
那真的是只有六道轮回一条了，只有六道轮回。不修的话，不修行的话，那六道轮回少不了我们啊。
Okay, so if you don't practice, then you will definitely be bound to the six realms.
而且在六道当中，我们佛说三恶道是我们的家乡哦，好，不见得能够在人道啊，好，在什么啊，那个三善道，都是在三恶道比较多。
And within the six realms, we often actually are more often drawn to the three evil realms, not the three good realms.
所以务必一定要精进修行啊。
That's why we should make sure to practice diligently.
这辈子一定要往生西方。
We should make sure we will definitely go to the Western Pure Land this lifetime.
把生死了了再说哈。
So we can make sure we don't fall in the cycle of birth and death.
如果你发心修这个念佛三昧呢，哈，波州三昧哈，九十天如法的修，它的速度非常快，九十天就让你见什么佛都现前给你看了，来跟你印证。
If you practice Pratapana Samadhi using the 90-day period, then it is a fast track, then you will see the Buddha in the end of the period.
大家看到接引不要害怕，然后三个月后就把我接走了，吓死了。
So don't be afraid of seeing the Buddha as, you know, as a guide in front of you.
应该是佛来跟你印证，来跟你鼓励。你的修行成就了，给你受记。
Because the Buddha appear in front of you, just coming to encourage you.
好，他可以七天啊，然后或三个月两种啊。
But,
但七天应该都还没有进入状况就结束了，好像很难修出什么结果。除非你是根性很利的人，像偶遇大师那样子，在病中他都能够修成。
But there are still two time period. One is, you know, 7 day practice. The other is 90 days practice. The 7 days practice, unless you have very sharp roots, just like Master Ouyi, who can even practice while he was sick, Otherwise, the 7-day practice probably won't lead to great results.
好，我们再往下看啊。在下面呢，就是天台宗智者大师哈，他将说这个一切生灭，它分为四种，常坐、常行，好，其实常行就是般若三昧，半行半坐，好，然后非行非坐。那一般我们现在比较在用的都是会第三，是半行半坐的三昧。
So Maha, in the Maha Samatha Vipassana, the great works by Master Zhizhe in Tiantai School, in that great work, they divided all the samadhi into four categories. The first is constant sitting samadhi, second is constant walking samadhi, and third is half walk, have sit samadhi. And the last one is sit or walk based on conditions samadhi. And among all four, the third one is what we use most often.
那非行非坐三昧呢？哈，它就是没有一定怎么样，随缘历尽修。好，在日常生活当中，它随时随地。就是他用功的机会，好，不过这个也是要很有警觉心的人，好，才有办法。
So the last one, non-walking, non-sitting samadhi, also sit or walk based on conditions, is a category that can be practiced by people who have very sharp mind, alert mind.
来，再往下看啊，修般若三昧有什么条件呢？首先就是要有大信心，我相信三个月之后我一定可以成就，然后要如法的修行，好，照着这个他的一个仪轨好方式，然后呢要持戒清净，一般这个就是在闭关，好，是一个人。好，在一个房间，好，这个地方就是细心念佛，好，然后不断的在走路，好，不断的走路念佛，这样可以保持我们的头脑清醒，它就不会好不会昏沉，它的脑筋都是清清楚楚的。
So what's the conditions to practice Pradipana Samadhi? First, you have to have great confidence in this method. You have to truly believe that after 90 days, you will definitely see great result. And second, you have to practice as what it says in the sutra. Follow the Dharma to practice. And third, you have to keep the precepts well.Usually, when you practice this type of samadhi, you will be on a reclusive retreat. You will be alone and in a quiet place. So, and you can keep your mind sharp and don't get too drowsy.
闭关，好，一个人念，好，在关房里念佛，他还需要有一个护关的人，好，因为他是非常的辛苦。要一个人来帮忙他，提醒他，避免他怎么样，受不了了就睡着了，一觉不醒。
Because it is not easy to practice this type of samadhi, and people, the practitioner will get very tired, and so they need a dharma protector to help the practitioner. Otherwise, the practitioner may fall asleep.
这个护关的人比在闭关人还辛苦，可以想象吗
？Actually, you can imagine it's even harder for the Dharma protector.
所以一个人很难护啊，最起码两个人来怎么样？轮流。
Because one person will be hard to stick by the practitioner all the time, so usually, actually, it has two Dharma protectors for one practitioner.
好，我们再往下看。好，这边刚刚好有说到，他三个月你如法修就修成了，那就可以看到十方佛啊，哈，十方诸佛都就出现在你的面前，站在你面前。好，这个佛身非常的高，非常的广，而且遍满虚空。好，这样的景象啊，不晓得大家能不能体会。好，不是只有一尊佛，哇，满满的十方诸佛都在你的面前。
As I mentioned earlier, once you succeed in practicing this type of samadhi, you will see all Buddhas from 10 directions standing in front of you, not just one Buddha. And the bodies of Buddhas are tall and big and fill up the whole universe.
所以这个是个很特殊的这个方法。一般大概是想要说自修求解脱的，他解脱心很重的时候，他就哎呀，就是既然有那么快的哦，就逃吧，就好好的怎么样，跟他拼啊这类啊，跟他拼一下命，拼把拼成功这样子。
So this is a very special Dharma method. Usually, is suitable for people who are very determined and.Can seek liberation by through self-practice.
但是很不容易啊！我碰到很多修的，大概修有的是修得很好，很有经验，可是他不到时间不到他就出关了，好，因为业障现前就出关了，好。
But it is very hard to practice this method. I have seen people who can practice this method very well, but before the 19-day period, practicing period, he or she get out earlier. Why? Because their obstructions came up, karmic obstructions came up.
也看过那个修行的人撞得头破血流啊，这个整个头上那边一个洞，那边一个洞。我说你的洞是怎么来的、啊？是修波州三昧来的。
I have also seen people who try to practice method with end up with bad injuries in head.
因为太困了，走啊走啊就跌倒了。好，一跌倒嘛，又碰到头，碰到前面，碰到后面，哇，伤痕累累。
Because the practitioner.Is so sleepy and drowsy and constantly fall down or bump into something.
因为我有学习几天，我知道那个困的程度，就像那眼皮呢怎么样被粘胶粘住一样，实在是撑不开来。哦，没办法，那有多困难？想想看。
Because I have tried to practice for a few days, so I understand how sleepy one can get.When I was practice, I was so sleepy that my eyelids, as if my eyelids were glued together and couldn't open them.
所以不是一般人能修的啊，不是人修的。
So this method is really not for ordinary people.
那是谁修的？发大心的菩萨修的。
So it's not for ordinary people, but it is for people who made great determination or made great vows.
要发这个大无畏大勇猛心。
You have to give rise to a fearless and great determined mind.
那他的基本功夫就是他要去修这个波州三昧之前要做的基本功夫，就是要日常怎么样，一天礼佛三千拜。念佛十万声一天，好，礼佛三千拜，好，念佛十万声。
So before you try to engage this type of samadhi, you need to do some preparation work, and the preparation practice is 3,000 prostrations daily and 1,000 and chant 1,000,000 Buddha's names daily.
好，一天三千拜要花多少时间啊？
How long would it take to prostrate 3,000 times?
大概平均快拜的话，大概一个钟头可以拜500拜，也不是挺快的。好，就因为你一天要拜你不能快到那个不得了的快。好，就说也要一点点缓和的速度，大概一个小时500拜。那3000拜等于是6个小时，一天礼佛6个小时。
So, if we do a quick prostration, and you should be able to do 500 prostrations within 1 hour. So based on this rate, based on this speed, 3000 prostrations will take 6 hours. So you will prostrate 6 hours per day.
所以一天抽出六个钟头来拜佛，有没有可能呢？
So,
有没有可能？
Is it possible to take off 6 hours to prostrate?
有心就有可能了。
It is possible if you really want to.
不是在闭关的时候拜，闭关的时候是不准拜佛的。好，因为一拜就不起了。就被地上的磁铁黏住了。
The prostration should be done before you practice the samadhi, not during the practice in samadhi, because we are so sleepy, and once you prostrate during practicing samadhi, you will never get up.
哇，念佛十万声哎，他的这个除了睡觉都在念佛哎，不容易哦。好，念佛十万声。
So the requirement of chanting Buddha's name 100,000 times is also not easy. Basically, you're chanting as long as you're awake.
那有要这个定哈，这个定力非常的强，心非常的专的，好，才有可能一天念佛十万声。
So you will only be able to achieve 100,000 times of chanting unless you have very concentrated mind.
好，仅供参考。如果你们有一天发心要修波多三昧的话呢，再说。
So this Pratapana Samadhi practice is just a reference. If you made vow or determined to practice this method, maybe you can.
我们虽然不能一个礼拜，不能90天，也可以修修一天嘛，哦，或两天嘛，或三天看看嘛，哦，也应该也是很不错的经验。
But even you cannot complete the 7 days or 90 days.Period of practice, maybe you can try just one day. It should be a good experience.
当你发现很苦的时候，你的道心呢，就不得不提起来了。
When you encounter hardship, when you feel so painful, then you will have to give rise to the determined mind.
好，我们再往下看。
Okay, then we will continue.
以下是收集一些资料。希望能够大家看了之后呢，能够对我们这个修行这个念佛的净土法门要更有信心。
Below are some materials I gathered trying to encourage people to practice.
首先这是文殊菩萨的发愿记。
First, we will look at Manjushri Bodhisattva's vows.
我们合掌念一下好了，把他的愿当作我们的念，我们的愿啊。愿我命中时
尽除诸障碍，面见阿弥陀，往生安乐刹，生彼佛国已，成满诸大愿，阿弥陀如来。现前受我记，
好，简单扼要的，好，请放掌。好，就说常常发愿呢，我们自己发愿也是一样啊。希望我临终的时候没有障碍，好，那临终有障碍要往生就比较困难了，哈。你到阿弥陀佛的极乐世界， 哇，就是往生安乐刹的意思。其实极乐世界就是安乐世界，安乐刹。好，见到那边的话没有问题，一定好能够见到阿弥陀佛，而且跟我们受记，你呀、什么时候可以成佛了？好，
So, we will talk about the Manjushri Bodhisattva's vows briefly. So when your life comes to an end, you definitely hope that, your karmic obstacles are all removed, and you will get to see the Amitabha Buddha, and you will be able to reborn in the ultimate blissful land, and fulfill all your vows. And the Amitabha Buddha will also appear in front of you,to transmit the Bodhisattva vows and precepts.
文殊菩萨是七佛之师，他的智慧是无与伦比，尚且要升极乐世界，那我们当然也要升了，要求升了。
So, Manjushri Bodhisattva is usually referred to as a teacher of seven Buddhas.So even such a great Bodhisattva wants to reborn in the pure land. Nevertheless, we ordinary people definitely want to go to the pure land.
他这是示现给我们看的。我们再来看普贤菩萨的发愿记。
Next, let's look at Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's vows.
基本上他的愿都是一样的。只是普贤菩萨呢，把它讲得比较详细一点。好，我们也是合掌把它念一遍。
Their vows are actually quite similar. It's just Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's vows a little bit more detailed. Please join palms and let's read.
愿我临欲命终时，尽除一切诸障碍，面见彼佛阿弥陀。即得往生安乐刹，我即往生彼国矣。现前
成就此大愿，
一切圆满尽无余，利乐一切众生界。彼佛众会贤清净，我是余生莲花生。亲睹如来无量光，现前摄我菩提记。好，这是普贤菩萨，也是希望命中的时候没有障碍，好，也是能够哇往生的，能够花开见佛。好
，So Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's vows are similar to Manjushri Bodhisattva's.So it's also that when the lives come to end, all the obstacles will be removed. And we will be able to see the Amitabha Buddha and be able to reborn in the blissful land.
到了西方极乐世界后，你所有的愿都会满了。好，你不管发什么愿，都能够随心所欲，好，都能够成就，一切都会圆满。好，然后呢，可以清。他这个意思嘛，也不是为自己。他一切原本之后，他要利乐怎么样？一切的众生，好为众生而求生西方，好就跟我们发的愿一样，我们最后要还入娑婆，好来度有情。
So once you are in the pure land, all of your vows will be fulfilled, and you will be able to benefit all sentient beings.
也是一样哦，亲自看到阿弥陀佛，好，受到阿弥陀佛给他受记，好，受记他，啊，什么时候会成佛
？It's also similar that you will see the Amitabha Buddha, and the Amitabha Buddha will appear to transmit and confirm when you will become Buddha.
好，接下来我们再往下看。已经跟他说过了，你们在看六祖坛经的时候有没有仔细的看，好，里面就有提到这个乳师是谁的师啊，就 这个乳师就是指这个神秀大师，好，神秀大师这是他跟他弟子说的， 说你的师父的戒定慧呢，是接引什么大圣人、大成人的。好，那我的戒定慧呢，怎么样？是接引最上层的人。所以最上层就是怎么样？根性最上的、最利的、上根利器的人。哎，大成人已经不简单了，对不对？好，你们是什么人啊？大成人，不要做小成人就好了啊、哦。哎，哎，大成人就很不错了啦。我觉得我自己，哎，是这个中下根性的人呐、啊。啊，这不念佛不行，不求生西方，大概死路一条啊。大概三恶道，哎，就像什么，我们的假造咖嘞哈，那太恐怖了，所以。嗯，那另外呢，嘿，其实这个法师他是对这个智成法师啊，就是神秀大师的弟子，好、哦，他后面又跟他讲说，因为他有一段的这个对话，好、哦，这个智成法师，好、哦，他是神秀大师的一个很聪明的，也是很会修行的弟子，是神秀大师叫他来的，好、哦，他说你去那边。他是鼓励大家也来亲近那个慧能大师啦。我是没时间啦、啊、我有时间我也要去啊。啊你去亲近啦、啊、你听到什么法你尽量的学习回来再跟我讲。结果这个智成大师一去不回。他去之后他就没回去了。好。
So, next I want to share with you something in the six, the platform sutra, six patriarchs.Platform Sutra. I don't know if you have read it. Towards the end of the Sutra, the Platform Sutra, there's a story that Master Shen Xiu. Master Shen Xiu has a disciple, a great disciple called Master Zhi Chen. Master Zhi Chen is pretty smart, and so Master Shen Xiu said, I don't have time to go to Master Huinen's place and listen to his Dharma. Why don't you go and tell me what you learned?So Master Zhi Chen went to see the sixth patriarch, Master Huinen. Then Master Huinen told him that your master, of course, your master refers to Master Shen Xiu. So he says, your master's morality, concentration, and wisdom guide those of the great vehicle, while my morality, concentration, and wisdom guide those of the supreme vehicle.So, I think we all know that people, those of the great vehicles are already very, very few. I mean, not many. Like people sitting here. I hope you're all, people who will follow the great vehicle. And so six patriarchs, Master Huinen's teaching is even for people who have even superior roots than that.More superior roots than that. It's for people who has the sharpest, best roots, karmic roots. So myself, I'm not a people who have the best root. I think my roots are probably median lower that round. So I practice chanting diligently because if I don't practice chanting diligently,I'm afraid that the three evil realms will be open to me.
所以宁可我们自己认为自己是小根的人或中根的人。好。那要是你是大根之人那更好啊你来修念佛更容易成就。好那我们就算小根啊中根啊我们信愿坚定也一定可以往生。
So it's better to think yourself as someone who has lesser wisdom root or medium wisdom root because then you will practice diligently. But if you are indeed people who have great wisdom root, then it's even better because you will be able to achieve the results quickly.
好，我们再往下看。这是六祖慧能大师对这句佛号的开始。
now we'll talk about what Master Huinen's view or opinions on chanting Buddha's name.
他提到这一句的佛号呢，是万事出世之妙道，就是我们沉沦生死不得解脱，好好的依据这句佛号，可以让我们出三界脱生死。
So he believed that chanting Amitabha Buddha is a wondrous path of liberation from 10,000 of generations, because we're so trapped in the samsara and we need a path to get out.
好，其实也是人天三界人天的眼目。好，大家看就知道了啦。好，三界人天的一个方向，一个目标。
So it's also the chanting Amitabha Buddha is also the goals of all three realms.
也是我们要明心见性的什么，就像智慧的灯一样。好，叫明心见性，这句佛号好好去用。它一样可以让你明心见性。
And it is also the wisdom light to see your true nature.
破地狱之猛将，斩群邪之宝剑。
And it's just like a great general, a fearless great general can break all the hells and cut off all the evils.
万一我们不幸堕到地狱去了怎么办？
So what should we do if unfortunately we are in the hell?
不要害怕，只要你记得那一句佛号，马上就跳出来了。
So you should not be afraid, and once you remember chant one Amitabha Buddha, you will get out of it.
马上可以得救。
And you will be saved immediately.
就跟我上次第二次吧跟你们讲的那个车祸昏迷十天的那个菩萨记得吗？有位菩萨这个车祸不是昏迷十天那个吗？有没说？没听啊？没听，那我讲给谁听的？那待会有机会跟他讲，真的他是车祸了昏迷十天，其实已经到地狱去了。那他就是这个很不满，因为他就像我地藏经里面讲的，一个地狱接个地狱，这关受完了换那关，哇，什么泥犁地狱啊，真的，他说那个泥巴哦，一踩下去就到的大腿啊，然后再拔起来再走一步，然后再拔起来再走一步，哇，累死了，可是要停都停不下来。然后就是那个吹冷风的冷，那个冷风地狱，然后寒风，然后热风，吹到那个皮都皮开肉绽。
So I thought I once told a story about someone was in coma for ten days because of a car accident.And I think that person shared that he experienced the hell. He described that he were trapped in a mud land, and that the mud was up to his hip, and he was trying to walk very difficultly, and he cannot stop. And then he experienced cold winds and hot winds.
那我们待会儿有机会再说。好，真的，他就是因为记起了一句。妈妈以前叫他那个观音菩萨，好，这个中间就是因为起了惭愧心，真的马上观音菩萨就来救他了。
So because his mother once told him how to chant Namo Avalokitesvara's name, so he chanted and immediately the Bodhisattva appeared and he got out of the hell.
当然，你念阿弥陀佛会不会得救啊？
of course, if you chant Namo Amitabha Buddha, you will also be saved.
好，我们有时间再说哈。好，接下来永明延寿禅师，好，在四料简中提到，这个很短啊，哦，我们也一起来念一下好了。好。
Please join palms and read.
好。有
禅无净土，十人九错路，因境若现前，必而随他去。无禅有净土，万修万人去，但得见弥陀，何愁不开悟？有禅有净土，犹如带角虎。现世为人师，当来做佛祖。无禅无净土，铁床并同住。万劫与千生，每个人一户。
好，请放掌哦。这个永明延寿的这个四料简非常的怎么样？应该说流传的非常的广。在永明延寿之前呢，禅跟净土是怎么样？是互相排斥的，对立的，没有相容。哎，那因为永明延寿禅师他就是一个修行非常精进，好，他可以说中通，教也通的人，他就在那个时代是非常的，这个是皇帝的国师哎。所以这样的师父是不是很有力啊？他就提倡这个禅净双修，好，其实他已经其实老早开悟了，好，他就是知道众生是适合这个根性，所以特别写了这个四料简之后，哇，大家就怎么样认同了，所以以后的禅宗的道场几乎也都有念佛。
So what we just read is Master Yongming Yanshou's widely spreaded famous piece of work. So before Master Yongming Yanshou, the Chan School and the Pure Land School are separated and do not acknowledge one another. But because Master Yongming Yanshou is a very accomplished master and also the teacher for the king, Emperor. So he of course is also enlightened. So he advocates the combination of Chan and Pure Land method practice.
若只有禅修禅，他不求生净土的话，很可能怎么样？力量不够，就会随业流转。哪怕他的禅定修得再高，也是生禅定天呢，去享福。那最后还是堕落。
Because basically he says, if you just practice Chan but not practice Pure Land method, you may not be able to accumulate, have enough wisdom and samadhi, and eventually you will still follow your karmic flows. You will still follow your karma to go rebirth. Or if your samadhi is pretty good, you will go to heavens to enjoy blessings. But after all your blessings are exhausted, you will still fall down the three evil passes.
那无禅有净土的话呢，哈，有人老实念佛，虽然他没有修禅，只要你如法的修，哈，万修万人去呀，都能够成就，没有一个掉的。
So for people who only practice Pure Land method but not the Chan method, at least they will be able to reborn in the Amitabha Pure Land.
只要能够见到阿弥陀佛，你马上就开悟啦。所以这辈子在人间有没有开悟有没有关系啊？没有关系，好，不愁的。
And once you get to see the Amitabha Buddha,you don't need to worry about that you will not get enlightened this lifetime, because when you see the Buddha, Amitabha Buddha, you will get enlightened.
那 有禅又有净土的话，那就像什么？像带脚虎啊，老虎够凶猛了，还给他添一对的脚，那还得了啊？好，现世能够为人师，好，就是能够做老师来教，好带领大家。那将来呢？哎，这一定会做佛做，成佛做主啦，好，可以为一代的宗师啊，好做祖师。
So for people who practice both Pure Land method and Chan method, it's just like that their strength, their power is just like tiger with horns. And we know that tigers are already scary enough. What if they have two horns? So people like that who practice both methods, follows both schools, will become teachers, great teachers this lifetime, and will become Buddha in the future.
然后无禅又无净土呢，就铁床并同住，就说不修行，不管是禅也好，净土也都不修的，好，没有这个没有宗教信仰不修行的，好，那很可能呢，生命结束了，啊，大概就是到地狱去受苦了，好，因为不懂修行啊，不懂因果啊，好，那就怎么办？万劫千生啊，很长久很长。很长久的时间呢，这个不得出离，好，就说没有个依靠的人。
And if you don't practice at all, you don't practice either the method, then once your life comes to end, you probably will go down to the hell, and then you will just suffer in the hell because during the lifetime you don't understand the cause and effect.You haven't heard Buddha's names, and you will just suffer in the hell for a long, long time.
所以不管如何，一定要修了，好，然后有正确的目标，要发愿，好，我们修行就不会落空。
So no matter what, you should practice and also make vows. Then your vows will be fulfilled.
好，我们再往下看。好，这是我第一堂课跟大家提到的，有一位这个教界的也是个善知识哦，李元松菩萨。我是觉得他就像是菩萨乘愿再来做给我们看的。
So this next slide shows the story that I mentioned in my first talk. It's about Li Yuansong Bodhisattva.
他来提醒我们。可以吗？
Okay. I think his story just shows us a lesson.
他是一个很聪明。好，然后也是根性很利的人，一个居士能够创一个教团，好，跟大概跟师父起的那个时候是同时的，大概民国七八十年代的时候，就是西元就是八九零年时代的时候，创一个教团叫现代禅。
So, I think Li Yuansong Bodhisattva also has great, very sharp roots because as a lay person, he established the modern Chan practice in around 1989.
那后来他自己得了大概也是癌症吧，好，那很痛苦，他就有所了悟，就写了这么样的一封的忏悔信。向教界的善知识，好，这些长老们忏悔。
Then later he got cancer, and then it seems that he realized something, so he wrote a letter to the Buddhist circle and tried to repent.
那他怎么说？他说。我啦，他承认我自己是凡夫啊， 由于一场这个大病呢，他在那一年的这个九月下旬的时候，他才觉得说严重的病让我自己的禅定功夫怎么样使不上力，然后升起这个疑情，因为他过去他是认为他是已经悟道的，类似已经开悟的，应该呢只是自己的增上慢而已，不是真的有开悟，然后他就说我为我过去所创立的现代禅呢，在部分知见上，他有发表一些言论嘛，在知见上有不纯正的地方呢，他觉得非常的惭愧，特别呢就是在此向诸佛菩萨、护法龙天还有十方善知识跟善女人怎么样至诚的忏悔，而且他发愿，我今自心发愿要往生弥陀净土，唯有南无阿弥陀佛是我生命中的依靠。
So he got quite sick, and then when he was very sick, his meditation practice, his samadhi meditation practice was not able to put into use. Then he gave up, then there was some doubt in his mind. Then he realized the so-called enlightened, in his view was not right. It was really just arrogance on his part.So he felt very deeply regret and shameful for the wrong views in the modern Chan school that he established. So he said that he want to repent in front of all Bodhisattva Buddha, in front of all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Dharma protectors, and good knowing advisors.That he repent and he wants to make vows to go to the Western Pure Land, because only Amitabha Buddha is the one that he can really rely on.
跟我们过去跟大家说的偶益大师也是病得怎么样？很严重的时候，他的也是禅定功夫用不上。只能怎么样？不能坐，也不能卧，只能含着眼泪念佛。念了多久？七天七夜。不能坐，不能卧。那比修多波多三昧辛苦多了。波多三昧是正常人修的。那他是病诶，病到不能坐，不能卧，他只能含着眼泪念佛。所以其实跟偶益大师的这个公案怎么样？也有异曲同工之妙。
So, this story actually is very similar to Master Oyi's story. And as I mentioned before, Master Oyi was so sick to the degree that he couldn't lie down, couldn't sit. So all he could do was just chanting Buddha's names for 7 days and 7 nights with tears, because at that time he realized.All his samadhi practice cannot be put into good use.
好，我们再往下看哈。好，我们的圣严师父在《禅的生活》这本书里面有提到哈。我是一次又一次的跟大家这个应该说来提醒大家了哈。这是一个很。好，那师父对我们的开示，他说禅者在彻悟后怎么样？要不要求生净土啊？也是要求生净土。好，那这样的话呢，可免退堕。所谓退堕，就说，彻悟后，照理说他的退堕不是说堕到三恶道去了。就说就是又到凡夫啊，就是功夫就是没办法这个如期的进那还没有悟的人呢 我这辈子不保证说你修一定会开悟嘛，对不对？大概开悟的人多不多啊？啊，不开悟的人多不多？所以还是要老老实实的以净土为归宿。我修没有关系，我喜欢修修禅或修什么，可是我有一个很重要的一个目标，我的生命圆满的时候，我要求生怎么样？以净土为归宿，而且要时时发愿。好，就像我们每天发愿啊，时时发愿。就算你没有每天发愿，你常常心中想着说，其实哪边就是西方极乐世界，就是我怎么样？我的目标啊，我最后的终什么终点啊？好、哦，终点就是说，不是就结束那个终点，就说那是我的目标。那之后再往上进，就是乘愿再来嘛，行菩萨道，然后才成佛嘛，哈、哦。那这样是应该是最安全的啦，哈、哦。这个就是怎么样，自利跟他利并重坚固的法门。所以阿弥陀佛的法门，哈、哦，净土法也叫二利法门，就是自利跟他利并重。坚固的法门。
So in the Chan Life by Master Shen Yan, Shi Fu also warned us that if Chan practitioner who have already got enlightened should still seek to rebirth in the Pure Land, because by doing so you can avoid regression. And for people who have not get enlightened in a lifetime,if you can make vows and see Pure Land, seeking rebirth in Pure Land, this is the safest way. Because the Pure Land method relied on the power of both your own determination and also Amitabha Buddha's compassionate vows. So this is a double secured Dharma gate.
好，我们再往下看。好，这是师父往生的时候，哈，这个遗嘱当中有提到的，就是他是嘱咐我们呐、啊，我往生后，在我的告别式的时候、涂壁的时候，哈，还有执杖，哈，师父是执存在山上嘛，哈，在举行这些仪式的时候呢，务必怎么样？简约为庄严，好，所以不可以怎么样浪费铺张，好，然后灵堂只挂一幅什么这个书法家写的极灭为乐，好，以作鼓励，那也恳持所有的什么花篮啊，什么挽联啊，还有怎么样为念南无阿弥陀佛，如何同结联邦的境缘，好，这你们有看到吗？有看到的请举手。之前，就是今天之前有看过的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you have read this 师父's view before。
有看没有到也不见，不见得算看到啊。那看了根本没感觉啊，那怎么算有看到呢？啊，当面错过，好，就要用心看。
So in Shifu's will, he said everything should be carried out in a simple yet solemn manner, and we should try to avoid waste. And the morning hall only puts four Chinese characters, that is, Nirvana is the ultimate joy, as encouragement. And Shifu said we should only chant Namo Amitabha Buddha.
搞不好师父已经乘愿再来了，只是不晓在哪里而已。
Maybe Shifu has already returned from the Pure Land. We just don't know where he is.
所以我们要不要往生西方啊？
So do you want to reborn in the Pure Land?
还是请问一下有没有人不要去的？
Or is anyone don't want to go?
我哪里也不去的，请举手。
Please raise your hands if you don't want to go anywhere.
因为没有目标，所以随缘吧。不行哦，不能随缘啊、哦，还是要有目标。
嗯 ，You still need to have a goal. If you don't have a goal, you will just go with your karma.
好，最后一章了哦。 人生短暂，就如朝露一样。好，你们同不同意啊？这个露水，太阳一照就没有了耶，就那么短暂的时间。好，所以一定要努力精进念佛。好。
So our life is very short, just like morning dew. And when the sun comes out, the morning dew is gone. Do you agree? So we should practice diligently.
而且要把念佛当作什么？就像我们的呼吸一样，那么样的重要。你一口气不来了，就会如何啊？就会如何？死翘翘，翘辫子。
So we should regard chanting as important as breathing. If you don't breathe, what's going to happen? You probably will die, right?
除了精进念佛之外呢，还要怎么样？诸恶莫作，众善奉行。
Other than chanting diligently, you should also do all kind of good deeds and prevent yourself do all kind of bad deeds.
这个恶，哪怕恶的念头都不要生起。
And the bad deeds actually also include the bad thoughts. Try not to even give rise to the bad thoughts.
那这个善的事情，小小的善我们都要做，不要因为善小而不切为。
As to the good deeds, no matter how small it is, we should still try to do it.
那很重要的是说把我们所做的种种的善行点点滴滴都要怎么样回向极乐世界。
And importantly, remember you should try to transfer merits of all your good deeds to get to born in the pure land.
所以提醒大家要日行一善啊，积聚我们将来往生的资粮。
So I want to remind everyone,to do one good deed every day to get to the pure land.
好，大家今天来听讲座是不是日行一善啊？
So, are you doing one good deed when you come to listen to the Dharma talk?
我想不止一善了哈，因为来听讲座、听佛法是一个善。其实，待会还有什么供佛啊、供养佛，是不是也是一个善？那要是你们又发心没回去，中午又有什么送普门品啊？又也不见得一个送一部经就一个善了耶哦。然后我们还念圣号啊，还有种种的，所以一日行就不止一善了，就好多善了，当然越多越好啊。好。
So coming to Chan Meditation Center today, I think there are more than one good deed.You probably will have because you listen to this talk will count as one good deed and then you will make offerings to Buddha during lunchtime and if you're even more practice more diligently you will stay in the afternoon to chant so there are more than one good deed you have done today
所以就是我们就是一个很重要的就是说修行不为己的时候，你这个善呢，它就可以怎么样？可以加成的，一善变两善。
And more importantly, if you not only practice for yourself, your merit will get multiplied.
莲子大师告诉我们说，一天礼佛一百拜是一个善，诵一部经是一个善。念佛大概一千声，好，大概一千声吧，也一个善，好。
So Master Yuan Zhe told us, prostrate 100 times per day or chant 1,000 times a day, all of these count as one good deed.
在路上看到纸屑，看到垃圾捡起来，也是一个善。
And if you see garbage and you pick it up, it also counts as one good deed.
如果这个字里面这个字有字的话，一百个字就一个善。
And if you pick up the garbage and it happens to have 100 words in it, then that counts as one good deed.
要是你乱丢纸屑的话，这个纸上面有字的话，其中有十个字的话就是一个恶，好，就是一个过失。
And if you throw garbage everywhere, and in the garbage there's 10 words, then it counts as one evil deed.
所以请你们看到纸屑要捡起来啊。
So please pick up the garbage.
早上来有没有看到外面纸屑垃圾有没有帮忙捡起来？
Do you see the garbage outside? Did you pick it up?
Hey, 让我们的周遭就像净土一样。
So if you pick up the garbage around here, then you can make here a pure land.
所以丢纸屑的罪过很大，尤其上面有字的话。
So it's really bad to litter, especially when there's words in it.
只要说，这是莲池大师里面那个讲的。你这个善呢，不为自己做的，它就是变两个善。好，比如说我礼佛一百拜，好，那我不为自求，那就变成几百拜啊，就变两百拜，就变两个善。好。
So if you practice not just for yourself, your merit will get multiplied. For example.If you prostrate 100 times, but you are not just prostrate for yourself, then it counts as if you prostrate 200 times.
所以我只要礼佛50拜啊，那我这个拜佛不是为自己求的，那是就是100拜的效果啦。这样是不是很便宜啊？买一送一。
So if you prostrate 50 times, and you were not seeking benefit for yourself, instead you were seeking benefit, other people's benefit, then it counts, it has an effect, the same effect as if you prostrate 100 times. So isn't that a good deal? Buy one, get one free.
好，诵经一卷，心经是不是算一卷啊？哇，你不要一两分就诵完了。八大人觉经也是大圣经典啊，哈。也是我们求生西方需要诵的大圣经典，也是很短啦，200多个字。所以修行行善不是那么的难，好。
So, also chanting sutra can count as one good deed. For example, the horse sutra is very short, so it probably only take 1 or 2 minutes to chant one time. So it's very easy to do this one good deed.
重点就是要点滴回向西方，然后呢得不退转，再还入娑婆度有情，成佛道。
So the important thing is to transfer all your merits to be reborn in the pure land, and then when you reach the level of non-regression, come back to the Saha world to deliver all sentient beings.
能够这样的话，修行就会达到圆满。
If you can do that, then your practice will eventually succeed and come to a great result.
好，起码不落空了，不会白修。
At least you won't waste any of your effort of practice.
好，最后呢，跟大家分享一个故事哈，有时间再好。两个故事都讲了，否则就先讲这个故事。就说把念佛当成呼吸一样的重要，就是说把念佛就当成一个习惯，就像我们要呼吸那样子，好，就像护身符随身带着，我们随时在呼吸嘛，对不对？啊，你佛号随身念着，无形当中就是个最好的护身符在护着我们。
So in the end, I want to share with you 1 or 2 stories, depending on the time.To illustrate the point that you should regard chanting as important as breath and try to form a habit of chanting, as if it's a protect lucky charm to protect yourself.
就是有一家人呢，这个全家都念佛的，他们有一天去旅行，好，然后坐车，那上车的时候呢，这个小孩子，这个儿子呢，小儿子就觉得怪怪的，就说怎么觉得好像有什么事情要发生一样，好，就是一种不祥的那种感觉。他的这个父亲爸爸就说：“好，我们一起念佛，好， 就全家都念佛。
So there was a family who the whole family used to chant. One day they were traveling, and their son felt something strange, as if something was about to happen. Then the father said, "Okay, then let's just chant all together."
结果一个多小时后，这车就翻车了。好，结果全车人都往生了，只剩下他们那家人怎么样？只是受些伤而已。好，就是他们家人都没伤亡。好，就是都没死了。好，那这个记者就问他们怎么回事哈，他们就说因为我们都在念佛。
So what happened was an hour later, the vehicle they were on flipped, and all people died in that accident except for this family. And later the journalist interviewed them and asked how could you be safe?And the family said they were chanting at the time.
所以阿弥陀佛是最好的护身符，最好的保镖，免费的保镖，大家要记得好好的用。
So Amitabha Buddha is the best and yet free protector. So try to use it well.
那还有点时间，本来说看看大家有没有问题哈。那我们是不是要听听那个故事啊
？So there's still time left. I was thinking about giving time to ask questions. Or do you still want to hear another story?
跟小孩子一样爱听故事啊。
Seems everyone likes to hear stories.
啊，这是真的哦哈。
Well, this is also a true story.
就是有位年轻人啊，他才二十出头哈，这个大学刚毕业。然后呢，有一天车祸了，而且这个男孩子长得很怎么样？英俊潇洒哦，长得很，就是看起来就是很英俊。啊，车祸呢，结果昏迷了十天，结果呢，到地狱去了。
So there was a young, a 20 years something old young graduate, who were in a car accident.And ended up in a coma, and he ended up in the hell. Well, he was a good-looking guy. Okay.
他在地狱里面受苦，他就一方面受苦，一方面抱怨：怎么会是我？我怎么会到受到这样的苦
？So when he was in the hell, he was complaining, "Why it has to be me? Why I have to be here suffer?"
他就说。泥刚刚说的泥泥地狱过去了，换吹冷风的地狱，就一个不停的，真的像那个无间地狱一样，一个地狱说完了，换个地狱这样子。
So this is actually the story we mentioned earlier today. So first he was in the mud land, and then he experienced hot winds, cold winds, just one hell after another, never stops.
他原本是很抱怨，怎么会是我？可是后来他就想说，为什么不是我？他想到他在年轻读书的时候不听话，常常翘课啊，然后这个跟着这些不良少年啊，做能做的坏事都做了啦，很让爸爸妈妈很伤心，很担心。
So in the beginning, he was complaining why it has to be him. But later, he suddenly realized why it is not him, because he has done all kinds of bad deeds during his lifetime. Because when he's young, as a young boy, he has skipped classes and went out with people to do all kinds of bad things.
因为他已经升起了惭愧心，知道啊，其实是自己错了，做错了。一念的惭愧心，他就想到怎么样？妈妈以前跟他嘱咐说，当年有困难的时候，要赶快念观世音菩萨，所以他赶快念观世音菩萨救我啊！结果呢，观音菩萨马上出现，还骑了一条龙，骑一条龙，然后龙怎么样？朝着他喷水，因为那时候正在热风在吹他，哇！ 热得不得了，热脸都那个了，就一喷呢，哇，马上就清凉了，这苦就解除了。
Then because he has already given rise to the repentant mind, so he remembered that his mother once told him to chant Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva's name when he was in danger. So he remembered that and chanted, and immediately the Avalokitesvara's Bodhisattva appeared riding a dragon. And the dragon immediately, water came out of the dragon's mouth, and immediately the hot fire got put out.
然后还带他去这个紫竹林精舍，就带去观音菩萨的紫竹林精舍跟他谈话。他叫他叫妈妈，他不叫观音菩萨，就看像自己的妈妈那样的好慈爱，他叫他妈妈。
And also the Bodhisattva, the great Bodhisattva showed him to her place, and he felt because the Bodhisattva was so compassionate, he called him mother because it felt.As if the Bodhisattva was his mother.
他就跟观音菩萨谈了大概，就大概几十分钟吧，哈，就谈得很愉快。然后观音菩萨说：“好，你可以回去了。”他说：“妈妈，我不要回去，我要在这里跟妈妈在一起。”啊，不行啊，你这个尘缘未了。好，然后就是忘了啦，就是反正就是。就是跟他怎么推了一下，怎么他就醒过来了。好，在医院里面。
So they had a very pleasant talk, and he didn't want to go. He said, "I want to stay with you, mother, and it feels so good." But the great Bodhisattva said, "No, actually, you have to go because you haven't finished all the worldly stuff yet." So he went back, and he woke up in the hospital.
然后他看见。他妈妈坐在床边，在替他念大悲咒。他那时候他身体还没回到他身体，然后看他的身体是肿的，这个脸像那个面包、哦，那么的大。他说：“那个人是我吗？我哪有那么丑？”好，那车祸之后的脸是已经十天的，还是肿的。
So. Then, you know, he left the great Bodhisattva's place and he went back. And before his consciousness got returned to his body, he saw his mother sitting next to him and was chanting the great compassion mantra. And he looked at his body, his face was swollen as big as bread.
可是他要跟妈妈叫，他妈妈都不理他，因为没办法沟通。他那个神识哦，是没办法跟我们沟通的。
嗯，
好，所以后来呢，他就回到他的身体了。可是回到身体之后，才发现他的眼睛是看不见的，他的眼睛是失明了。
Then before the consciousness returned to the body, He was trying to talk to his mom. Of course, his mom would not respond because they cannot communicate. So the consciousness returned to the body, and then he realized he couldn't see anymore because he was blind.
那因为他年轻嘛，好，长得又这个英俊啊，这下子变成这样子失明了，所以那个心情就非常的怎么样低落。但也是没办法、啊、那经过治疗之后总算身体是好起来了可是他眼睛是失明的
So, well, he's young, good looking, but blind So he was very depressed He got recovered eventually But the blindness couldn't be cured
那因为眼睛失明所以得到一笔蛮多的保险金他妈妈就用这笔保险金带着他到处求医，包括也来到美国。后来慢慢的就进步了，好，就越来越进步，好，就可以慢慢看到了，就慢慢进步了。
Okay. because he was hit pretty bad in the accident, so he got a large sum of money from the insurance. And his mother took him to seek good doctors all over the world and also came to America. And his vision eventually gets improved.
也用他自己这个亲身的故事呢，到处跟人家分享，真的有地狱啊！好，地狱是因为你造了业，你才会有地狱。你要是没造业，没造业你看不到地狱，地狱跟你无缘呐。
And in the meantime, he starts sharing his stories with people to illustrate to prove that there is hell, and only people who have affinity with hell will be able to see the hell.
所以一切唯心造、哦、是真的。
So everything, every phenomenon, all phenomena is created by mind, and this is true.
所以我们念佛就是成佛的因，对不对？它是静的因，将来现在念佛，将来它能够成佛。
So, chanting Buddha's name is a cause, and reaching the Buddhahood is a result, is a consequence.
好，时间到了，好，就是功德圆满了哈。
Now it is a time, and it's a completion of my series.
希望大家一定要好好的念佛啦，好，大家好好念佛。
Hope everyone will chant diligently.